From Saturday the 4th to Sunday the 5th of May, Reveil will embark on its 11th loop around the sun. Reveil is a collaborative sound and radio project presented by the SoundCap Cooperative that circles the Earth on live audio streams at daybreak. Reveil will be mixed from a hub at Stavehill Ecological Park in South London and stations at R2, Sunshine Coast, Cagna, and additional locations to be announced. You can listen online on Resonance Extra, Wavefarm, and other participating stations. For more information, please visit soundted.org/Reveil.
Kirsten Ketcher, the rock band, we listened to a Belgian-American duo called Fearless Glack, I think it's pronounced like that, and a track called Bring Me to Silence, which I've been enjoying a lot lately. Something else I've been doing recently is that I've been a part of setting up some concerts together with the venue called Ellis here in Copenhagen, and with Vauxhall in Aarhus. It's a double concert with the Danish artist called Essel Sonne and the Bristol-based group called Tara Clerken Trio. They'll be playing in the beginning of February in Aarhus and in Copenhagen, and I'm so excited for these shows. So I thought we should listen to both of their recent releases. First up is a brand new track from Astral's forthcoming album called Great Doubt. Actually, this track hasn't been released yet, but it will be out on January 26th, and I'm really looking forward to that. So, yeah, this is the track called Give My All.
Give my all to have just one more night with you. I'd risk my life to feel your body next to mine, 'cause I can't go on.
That was Give My All by Astrid Sonne from her forthcoming album Great Doubt. Maybe the true Mariah Carey stans will recognize the lyrics on this one, because it's actually kind of a cover of her song called My All. But obviously, this has a very different composition and production around it. I really think it's special. Astrid moved to London last year, but as mentioned, she'll be playing in both Aarhus and in Copenhagen in February, along with Tara Klerken Trio, and it's actually the first time that they will play here in Denmark. Tara Klerken Trio released an EP a few months ago called On the Turning Ground, and this next one is a song from there called World in Delay.
Darkness when I am losing self-control. now, straight from the core of man-made hell, where all that I am is mine to sell. Sometimes I feel hatred, it dissipates into the room, but you, even though you are history, I wonder if you're still here with me. Somewhere in the darkness when I am losing actual grip. Yes, you know it all. And like sedimentary rock wears down, I'll fall, scratching to the ground.
Staying in Bristol for a little bit. This last one was a song called Sedimentary by Jordan Playfair, who's also based in Bristol. And I guess maybe I should say that I spent quite a lot of time there, which I guess shows through this selection. Last time I was there, I went to a monthly meetup at a place called the Star Inn, where people meet to sing folk songs, mainly from Ireland and from Britain. And I did a little phone recording of one of the songs. Unfortunately, I was a bit too slow to press record, so the first few lines are missing, but I think it's really precious that you can hear how people are slowly picking up on the melody and start singing along as the song develops. So this is Stephen Cumberland singing Time Has Made a Change at the Star in Bristol in November last year.
Many of my friends have gone away, some I never more in this life shall see. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change with each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me. In my childhood days, I was well and strong. I could climb a hillside all day long. I am not today what I used to be. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change with each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me. When I reach my home in that land somewhere, with my friends who meet me over there, free from pain and care, I ever shall be. time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old, old ways. Time has made a change with each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old, old place. Time has made a change with each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me.
Now we're going back to Denmark. Last week I watched a great interview with the Danish musician Thomas Helmi. It was called En Særlig Samtale, and the interviewers were all from the TV station called TV Glad. Amongst other things, they discussed what it feels like to lose someone, and one of the interviewers had written this poem that I was so moved by and wanted to share with you. So now we will be listening to Sumas Dikt by Suma Mansour.
Hvis der fandtes en telefon op til himlen, vil jeg fortælle dig om alt det smukke, der er i livet. Om hvordan solens lys glimter i vandet. Jeg ser dig svømme, mens jeg bliver på sandet. Det er noget af det smukkeste ved livet. Om hvordan sneen daler ned af mine kinder, mens jeg tænker på vores gode minder. Det er noget af det smukkeste ved livet. Om hvordan de glade mennesker viser sig, mens jeg strikker en sodavand, som du plejede at dele med mig. Det er noget af det smukkeste ved livet. Om hvordan farverne på en tegning bliver til liv. Og for varmen ind i mig til at blive. Det er noget af det smukkeste ved livet. Hvis der fandtes en telefon op til himlen, vil jeg fortælle dig om alt det smukke, der er i livet. Med den kærlighed, som du viste mig.
Thank you.
That was Sumer's Dict by Sumer Mansour, followed by a new recording of a piece by the French composer Lili Boulanger, performed by Janne Fredens on cello and Søren Rastogi on piano. And this piece is from a new album called Upheaval, which features this piece by Lili and also music by her sister Nadia Boulanger, who, along with being a composer, was also the teacher of musicians and composers such as Igor Stravinsky, Leonard Bernstein, Astor Piazzolla, and Quincy Jones. Lili, who was the youngest of the two sisters, tragically died of tuberculosis in 1918 at the age of 24, but she did live to write some beautiful music such as the piece we just heard. This was titled Nocturne by Lili's publisher, but she herself named it Pièce Courte pour Flûte et Piano, pardon my French, so a short piece for flute and piano, here played on cello instead of the flute. And now we are on to a track called Six by an artist called Rest Symbol, from an album that's also called Rest Symbol.
What was the banner year or the starting year of your flute curiosity?
I don't know the actual starting year, but I will say, because it's me and Carlos were just talking about it the other day. Since The Love Below, I've been interested in wind instruments. Like, I've messed around with saxophone, even on, like, in She Lives My Life at the end, the horrible saxophone, that's me messing around with saxophone.
Oh, I thought you had a free jazz saxophone player.
Like, nah, that's me. That's me.
That was you?
Yeah, that's me playing. That's me messing around.
I have to re-listen to that. Okay.
It's horrible. It's horrible. But it was like...
Is it though? I don't believe in wrong notes. And yeah. I love... Now I got to go back and listen again.
No, but you hear it. You hear
it. The thing is, if you do it with a straight face and confidence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's always for real now. It's serious. Even if it's horrible, you're going to believe it.
Okay. I just thought you had some free jazz. Okay. Now I have to revisit that.
So yeah, I started wanting to play saxophone, first tenor saxophone, because of John Coltrane. I mean, because I was a fan of John Coltrane, and me reading bios of John mm-hmm. Coltrane, I learned that he played clarinet in school first mm-hmm. before he switched over to... So I was like, well, let me give me a clarinet. So I bought a clarinet, straight B-flat, the straight one, mm-hmm. B-flat clarinet, and I played around with it for a few months. And then we were on tour, and I went to a pawn shop in New York. Mm-hmm. And there was a Selmer bass clarinet. I don't know why I was there, and I was like, this... It looked cool. A lot of times I'm attracted to an instrument because of the way it looked. Mm-hmm. And so I saw it, and it was in its case. It was open, and it happened to be like a 1967 Selmer bass clarinet. Bought it, and as soon as I started playing it, like, and the thing is, with wind players, it's a thing called embouchure. It's kind of like how your mouth fits over the tip of the reed mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. It's weird, but I was just blessed to immediately have an embouchure. Like, my first time picking it up and putting my mouth on it was like, I'm getting a good tone, like a good sound. So it motivated me to even want to play more, you know? So from there, once I hit the bass clarinet, I noticed that I love the deeper tones, and I love wind on wood mm-hmm. Compared to metal, which is, you know, soprano or, which, yeah, I tried a little soprano too.
Okay.
So from there, it's just me loving what I could get out of wind instruments. So I even got into oboe, which is the hardest one to play. Like, I love the oboe sound. Got into oboe, went into oboe day, which right. is, yeah, oboe day at the new school. They have like oboe day. Okay. You see what I'm saying? Like Dre Day, but oboe day.
Right. Okay. I was like, is that a pun or, okay.
Oboe day.
I get it.
So yeah, when I moved to New York, I would just kind of look at the school schedule of whatever performances were at the new school, because I always like to go where the youth is performing new music. I don't care. Like, there's something about that college age where you're dumb enough to try new things, but you're developed enough to do them well. And mm-hmm. It's about that period. And so I would just go to the new school and see whatever recitals are playing. I don't care. Piano one night, it could be bassoonist another night, or a whole orchestra. And I just sit there and listen. And
side question, are you freaking people out as you're like just wandering into their school?
Not really.
Or into their pawn shop?
No, I just, you know, talk to the students. You know, they'd be like, oh, he came to the show. But it would be maybe 15 people in there, like 10 people just sitting.
Okay.
So it was not like a big production or anything. So I could easily just slip in, slip out. But just my interest in wind instruments just kept growing. And so I would just collect different wind instruments. And then I discovered the Guillermo, the Maya double flute, mm-hmm. which is kind of what really pushed me into wanting to play it all the time. And maybe, like, even with a bass clarinet, you have to, it's like a gun, you have to construct it, put it together, put it back in the case, clean it, you know. Mm-hmm. With these, it was so instant, I can just carry it around. So it was very instant. And I think because I could carry it, I kept it with me longer than any other instrument. So, yeah, I've been interested in wind for a long time. But
okay.
Yeah.
As you may have guessed, this was an excerpt from a conversation between Andre 3000 and Questlove on the Questlove Supreme podcast. As so many other people, I've really enjoyed Andre 3000's recent album, New Blue Sun. It feels like such a natural development from the music he did as a part of Outkast. So I was really happy when this interview came out. which I guess is more like a conversation between two friends or two colleagues. And I loved hearing this story unfold about how artistic practices can develop over so many years. I mean, the fact that there has been an interest in wind instruments since 2003, where The Love Below came out, and that this interest has just had time to evolve and develop. I'm really into that pace and the idea of just spending time with an instrument to get to know it through various ways as a way of making friends with it, I guess. And then, of course, it provides an occasion to put some outcasts into the lake. So here is the track that they just discussed, a song called She Lives in My Lab by Andre 3000.
What's wrong? What are you afraid of? The love below.
Stays alone, never sheds a single tear. She stays in the coolest moods, clearly a woman of the year. She and all her girlfriends, they go out dressed to win. Back to the cooler side of town, but she lives in my lab. 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 Oh, she.
play.
Okay, I think we'll just keep the tempo up and go straight to the next one, which is IB101's All I've Ever Wanted.
Called me on a Monday, said we gotta talk. I know what this is about. It's almost been 2 months, babe, time to walk the walk.
IB101, All I Ever Wanted. It's one of several singles that he's been releasing over the past few months. I've been a fan for years, and I also had the pleasure of working with Martin, who's behind IB101. But I have to say, he just gets better and better. So yeah, I'm really excited to hear more music from IB101. He did an absolutely amazing live set actually here at the Lake Radio as well a few years back. And a little fun fact on this track is that the background vocals on All I've Ever Wanted are sung by the artist called Fine, who I also hear in rotation here on the Lake Radio fairly often. So yeah, it felt like a good tune to include. And now we are on to the second last drop of the episode. This next track is by the South African artist called Chico, along with Milo and Sleazy. It's a song called Nkao Tempela.
Before the COVID, you know. It's a lot of
Kem che kula box neru lepon. Ashun fanu no tlhalla, o khapela snacks, a no tlhatse tsa skipa sa ga sa diesel. E ke tla khafa yong.
On tsela ga spray, on tsela. Sa te shi wele bia la bochi, ta ba yona ashi. Se kare ka ba go we, ai nai. Ke ra sona sa ga skip, ke re el mako e wena o plastic. Ba fana ba o hash, ke ba o twisi, a ke ba o twisi. Se ta chiga ga speed, se ta chiga ga speed. O sanya ga ruti, o sanya ga ruti.
No ho re ke ho pole di sin. Fana ne ke mo chera ne ba dala tsimela yana se sengwe yana. Ne sere, o mora, o mora.
Why, 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 why
now we've reached the end of this week's new drops on the Lake Radio. The final track is by a group called Espresso, consisting of two musicians, Alpha Maid and Mika Levy. They played a concert in London a few weeks ago that I attended. That was along with a great drummer called Zach Tobin playing with them as well. And they played some of the things they've already released, along with what I think is some new music. Yeah, for me that was just a really, really good way to end last year. So yeah, this track called Peg will be the note that we land on as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you stay warm and well until next time.
Yes. don't love me anymore.